Hurricane Matthew leveled close to half the homes in Guayav. It ripped the roofs off many more. Wind flattened groves of plantain trees, and water carried away most of the community's livestock. But on the 11th day after the storm, the only visible sign of outside help was a construction crew putting up new electric poles. Clitus Garnel says his team was stringing up cable to extend the grid into the countryside when the storm came. Now, new poles are going up again. But it could be a long time before they carry electricity. Miles of existing power lines were knocked out by the hurricane. Nearby, Gerda Kalik sits on a porch with her neighbors, opening coconuts scavenged from downed trees, lamenting other crops that have already spoiled. I don't have any food to give my kids, she says. Just a little piece of coconut for me to give them dinner. The porch is nearly all that's left of the home she shares with her six children. Her fields are a wasteland of fallen trees and snarled vegetation. Around us, smoke rises from brush fires set to clear away some of the debris. Nobody has come out here, she says. You'd think we'd see somebody, a mayor, a councilman, a deputy. We've lost everything, and we've been left with our own two hands. While we talk, a neighbor comes by with a hoe he found in the mud behind her house. It's hers. It seems like the best news she's gotten all day. And it's a reminder of how little this town has left. We've been hurricane, Simone Francois says, standing near rows of roofless houses. Our livelihoods were in the trees, she says. Plantains, papaya, coconuts. Francois gestures to a bunch of plantains on the ground. This is what the weather knocked down, she says. We've been keeping them under straw so they don't spoil. We have nothing, Francois says, and nobody's here to help us. Many of the worst-hit areas in southern Haiti are far more remote than Guayav.
This is normally an invisible population, so it'll be so easy for this to get swept under the rug.
Beth Carroll is in Lekai, overseeing Catholic Relief Services' emergency response to Hurricane Matthew.
Unfortunately, a lot of those communities that are isolated are, by definition, the less developed for the same reasons. They don't have roads, they don't have good sanitation, and a lot of them don't have good water sources.
That makes them more vulnerable to disasters and also harder to reach with help. But even in Lekai, the biggest city in the south, Mayor Gabriel Fortuné says many people have the same complaint. We've been out to all six districts, he says, but not everyone has gotten help. It's just a symbolic gesture.
Vu ampleur catastrophe là, nous pas de capacité pour nous faire mieux.
He says, given the magnitude of this catastrophe, we don't have the capacity to do any better. But even in places that have gotten some help, cornmeal, beans, blankets, soap, it's easy to see how popular frustration can get to a boiling point. On Friday, Catholic Relief Services distributed hygiene kits in Turbek, a coastal town near Lekai. Outside, complaints began before the distribution had even started. As two policemen pass by, Denise Guémarie points at their batons. You see those batons they're carrying there, she says? They're not afraid to hit you in the head or anywhere else. Fighting and pushing had broken out during a food distribution the day before. After seeing that, Guémarie says she's resigned to not getting anything at all. Her neighbor, Simon Perjouinel, says it should be organized differently. Rather than create these chaotic lines, what if the mayor or a councilman went house to house to figure out where the need is greatest? In fact, that's something like what the system is already meant to do.
D'abord, nous aller sur le terrain pour nous identifier besoin qui gagne dans zone là. OK?
Micaelo Gustin coordinates distributions for Catholic relief services. He says they start by working with the government and local churches to find people with the most need. The elderly, families with young children, people with disabilities. Then they give them cards to redeem for supplies. But even when that happens the way it's supposed to, looking from the outside in, it's hard to watch. Riot police guarded the gate while people squeezed up against it in a long, snaking line. Even though the people who were supposed to get supplies had already been chosen, a rush of the crowd followed two men who seemed to hand out cards at random. An old woman vented as she walked by. Everywhere they've given out cards, I haven't gotten a thing. They don't give to people who have lost their houses. They give to their own. Relief workers spoke about some of the changes aid groups are trying to make after the earthquake almost 7 years ago, like focusing quickly on permanent housing, supporting the economy by buying more supplies locally. Again, Haiti is also looking to Haitians living in the U.S. We'll be doing more reporting about Haitian Americans sending their support and some sending money directly to relatives in Haiti. I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity.